Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and we're going to be talking about a film from the Giornate degli Autori called Buried Seeds with director André Severny and the protagonist of this film, Vikas Khanna. Right? Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, thanks so much for having us.
So the first question is a formality. Would you like to introduce your movie to our listeners who have not seen the film yet?
So it's a documentary based on the life story of an Indian chef, Vikas Khanna, who's with us. Mm-hmm. It's an unlikely American dream story. It's very much of an immigrant story where a person comes in and goes through all sorts of obstacles or all sorts of things that are happening, and at the end still succeeds. So I was very intrigued with an opportunity to make something that's very inspirational.
Yeah. Why were you intrigued?
For me, first of all, it was very close to my heart because I myself come from Russia and I came to New York 15 years ago, a little bit later than Vikas. So I know about the struggle of leaving your homeland and going to another place in search of your dream.
The American dream,
or
universally, that's the term is.
It's pretty much a universal story because it's a search for your passion. It's not a search for an American understanding of success where everybody has to become rich and happy. It's a story of being able to find your passion, yeah, and to be able to share it with other people, and at the end, as a result, have influence. Mm-hmm.
And that is the universal message, one of the universal messages of this film. And production-wise, I'm very curious to know how you two met.
So Vikas came to one of the photo studios to do a portrait. Uh-huh. And I had no idea who was in front of me. I also do some photography. And he started telling me some of his story, mm-hmm, along the way. And I was absolutely fascinated with it. And at some point I said, okay, wait. Don't tell me everything. Mm-hmm. I actually want to film this. Mm. So the foundation of the film is these two large interviews. We'll probably have about 7 or 8 hours of footage of this really personal, deep conversation. And there's so many details and so much wisdom, mm, that I found that was coming from Vikas. So it was really an incredibly deep conversation. That's the foundation of it. And then I played with it in terms of the visuals, creating a visual story. I really wanted to show a lot of the Indian culture. I really wanted to show the diversity and the vibrance of New York. Sometimes the visuals depart from what the story, mm, is, and then it goes into
the
some
colors,
of the abstraction.
Yeah, the colors, the textures, even the smells and the tastes. It's very interesting. And Vikas, from your point of view, what was it like when he told you that he wanted to film your story, to make a film out of your story?
Actually, I met André in 2007. I was hosting a fundraiser. First time. But it was interesting because, you know, you're talking about from point A to point B. So that's something which is very universal from where you begin. So I was a big fan of André's work, especially the film Gravitation, what he made on Diana Vishneva, the legendary ballet dancer. I loved the way he played with the light and the textures and the motion of it. And I thought, I've never seen a film like that. And when he says he wants to do something. And that shows a creator's extreme brave heart. When you've done something with a ballet dancer and the next is going to be an Indian chef. And I was not, initially I was very nervous because I thought there was not much interest in Indian cuisine in America. Why would there be interest in Indian chef? So that was my biggest concern.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, there's lots that's very interesting. I can understand why he would found it interesting. But I'm very curious now, because of the theme of the nature of the movie. I myself, my family left their home country when I was a kid. And then I left the country where I grew up, Ireland, and went traveling and lived in Prague for a while, lived in London for a while, lived in a few places, still traveling a lot. But I wonder, if you find a passion, are you able to knock down those geographical barriers and kind of make the world your place? Or is that kind of a thing that happens when you find your passion and you pursue it?
I didn't come to America to be visible. Actually, I came to America to disappear.
Right.
And I thought, you know, this is a great city. And I fell in love with New York and didn't know much about New York when I came here. But New York is such a gravitation, you know, it just pulls you.
Yeah.
And I think because you feel that everyone is struggling, and in the movie, I think what led to this whole thing was because we need to thank people who actually try to bury us. Because if they don't bury us, we will never know the inner strength. And I think it was the people who were pushing me so hard in New York because of the resilience and because of... I had, you know, it's like we push somebody so hard that they did not even know how small strength they have to come back at them.
Right. And Andre, what do you think about that? The passion, the thirst for passion, does that defy the cultural barriers and the geographical barriers?
I think it really helps to actually go out of your place of comfort. It helps on so many different levels. It gives you perspective. It gives you a chance to look at a bigger picture. It also takes away all the baggage and all the expectations.
Right.
Because when you're trying to create something in the land where nobody knows you, when nobody expects anything from you, you're just doing that. You're not fulfilling anybody's expectations.
Yeah.
That I find really helpful.
Very good. I want to get back to the visual style and just how you were able to construct it and create it. How do you approach that? Do you have something in mind already, or does the style kind of, do you let the subject and what you film influence the style?
I think it's both. The visuals inform the story, and the story informs the visuals. Mm-hmm. And I love when they don't necessarily talk to each other. I think it's a little bit like music.
Oh.
Where you have the rhythm and you have a melody, and sometimes they go perfectly together, but sometimes you can depart a little bit and it creates these really beautiful moments. There's also a lot of silence in this film. There are these small moments of silence that create something very interesting, and the whole work with sound is something very intriguing for me for years. And I think sound is so crucial in filmmaking and is always so understated.
Yes. Can the same be said about food?
Absolutely true. I think we were shooting food in the kitchen, and he asked me, he wants me to do something signature style. Because we had done a lot of authentic food with the organic cuisine of Punjab or North India, where, you know, I was born and raised. And he had already shot that. He's saying, I want to see the departure from that cuisine, but still holding on to the roots of it. And when we were doing it, it was sounded like music, because we did a few dishes which were same ingredients what I used back home 20 years ago. And now, because of the influence of working with American and European chefs, that how that transforms you to be retaining its culture, but at the same time departing from the sounds and the music of that to create your own symphony. I think that was crucial. I think that is crucial for any artist, that we are inspired by a certain grassroots level by something, but we need to create our own form.
Absolutely. Well, that's all the time that we have, but I thank you very much for talking about your movie, which I remind our listeners is called Buried Seeds. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.